You're listening to episode number 1891 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 21st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It is Thursday.
It's my Friday.
It is your Friday. So you got Thursday off.
I do.
Oh, Wednesday, well, Friday off.
Friday and Saturday off. So tomorrow.
Do you have to go to work like you did last week? I remember you worked last Friday.
I will be working, but at home.
Well, that's better than nothing, right?
But I'll be working.
At least you're getting paid. I mean, you know, who's not?
That's true.
Some of us aren't getting paid for this. It's just like job. This is the perfect job because there is no job here. This is just getting up, having fun. The worst part of this is getting up. And then.
Yes.
The worst part of not getting up is not getting up. That ain't good.
Either. That's true.
How about some random facts?
Let's do it.
The Flintstones promoted Winston cigarettes throughout its first two seasons with commercials that aired during the show. And the characters were smoking.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Hey, Barn, how about these Winston cigarettes?
Wow.
Don't mind if I do, Fred. Don't mind if I do. The phrase close.
That was pretty good.
I should get into the business. The phrase close but no cigar, speaking of smoking, comes from carnivals in the early 1900s. They used to give out cigars as prizes for winning games.
Wow, really?
Again, you want a cigar?
I was going to say, what do they give to the kids?
Step on up. Right this way. What a cigar.
It's a cigar. I'll put hair on your chest.
The record for most flowers sold on a single day. This I did not know.
Okay.
August 17th. Okay. 1977, the day after Elvis died. Everybody was sending flowers to Memphis, Tennessee. Yep. Boise State University famously has blue turf on their football field.
Huh.
And they actually trademarked the idea of having non-green artificial turf. So anyone else in the world that wants to do it, can't. They need Boise State's permission. That's got to be the weirdest thing. Playing on blue grass, though.
Yeah.
I mean, is that advantage Boise State? I think that's an advantage.
Okay, all right.
No, sure. I mean, you're a football player. You're not colorblind.
Right.
You're like, what the hell is this? If you're in a room.
Smurfland.
Right. If you're in a room with 70 people, not supposed to do that now, statistically, right. There's a 99.9% chance that two of them will have the same birthday. And I've heard this before. And if you're in a room with just 23 people, there's a 50% chance two of them will have the same birthday.
Okay.
And if you're in a room with 60 people, the LAPD will come knock on your door. You're gathering. And that's some random facts for today. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on this morning?
Well, since we're up. Joe Exotic.
Oh, God. Little Joe.
Yeah, I can just stop right there.
Yeah, we're done. Mic drop.
No, I wouldn't call it a mic drop.
Uh-oh.
I just say I'm done.
Oh, we're done.
It's, you know, bottom feeders today. The jailed Tiger King did not receive the pardon he thought he'd receive from President Trump.
I remember that. He thought he was going to get a pardon, didn't he?
And his arch nemesis, Carol Baskin, is saying, good.
She's probably saying, thank the maker. Because I think at some point he probably would have succeeded in offing her. Had he not been given up. By that guy who turned him in. I don't remember his name. But, yeah.
Well, Joe's legal team was so confident that Joe would receive one of Trump's many pardons.
Yeah.
Many and many, many pardons.
Many.
That they prepared a limo and a beauty crew. Seriously.
To receive him from prison.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They were going to make it into a media spectacle, they were.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. He's back.
Yeah, but he doesn't own anything.
Well,
he's in jail. Uh-huh. She owns his zoo. So it's like, Well, I suppose he could have revived his fake recording career.
I'm sure the studio was standing by. Yeah. So he could sing about his time in prison.
Yeah. Here's the deal. And I read this a little while ago. Netflix says that it wasn't the most watched or most streamed show of 2020, but it was up there. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And when the pandemic started, it was right there, and everybody had to see it. But not everybody that saw it was a Joe fan. And I think that's where Joe's team, because Joe's got a team.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a team. Yeah. I don't know how he's getting them the meth, but he's got a team. Anyway, Joe's nice. That's a joke. Joe's team thinks that all those people watching on Netflix equate to likes for Joe. And I don't think that's true at all. I think anybody that saw that was, like, disgusted about Joe.
Yeah, you know, like you always say, people like a good train wreck.
Yeah. No, and I know that they were not only hoping that he'd get pardoned, but they actually sought after a pardon from the president over the last few months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they've been.
But did
like,
they pay enough?
How much do you think Lil Wayne paid for his?
Joe, he's currently serving a 22-year sentence for his role in a murder for hire plot against Carol.
Yes, he is. Yeah, and he should be serving time for a lot of other crimes, but I'm sure that one got him in the slammer.
So Carol feels the former Tiger King is receiving exactly the equal justice he deserves,
right.
Stating that Joe is right where he belongs in a cage. Is this pot calling the kettle?
See, that's Carol Baskin.
As Taylor Swift sings, nobody, no crime.
Nobody, no crime.
Carol Baskin. So when Garth Brooks belted out a stunning rendition of Amazing Grace at President Joe Biden's inauguration yesterday, everyone was thinking the same thing.
Which was?
Did he get him some hair plugs?
Now, I saw it, and I haven't seen him without a hat on in so many years. I didn't know that he was, I assumed he was going bald. But and I watch Trisha's Southern Kitchen. Once in a while, he's on that. But he's always got a cap on. He's always got a cap. Yeah.
So Garth removed his trademark cowboy hat mid-performance, and he revealed a much fuller and darker head of hair.
He did have some fuzz up there, now that I think about it.
Well, sometimes, a little bit.
No, he had hair.
So he can buy hair. I wish I could buy some hair.
Yeah, Garth Brooks could buy anything he wants.
That's true.
He could buy a new wife. I don't know why he'd want to. Looks like she cooks mighty fine.
Well, the ever merciless Twitter sphere.
Oh, yeah.
Ever merciless. Was quick to question whether Garth had received a hair transplant or dye job ahead of the big gig.
Or both.
So one eagle-eyed observer tweeted, that my biggest takeaway from the hashtag inauguration was that Garth Brooks got new hair.
He did a great job, I thought. It was a cappella.
Right.
He didn't have any hair dye dripping down his face, and I think that's a plus. Means he got a good dye job. On the way out, Garth Brooks did a super spreader. He hugged all the ex-presidents on the way out.
Oh.
Tipped his hat, and it's like, dude, I think that's more important than the hair plugs. Oh, my God. You would have thought he was like hugging Halle Berry. You got a hold of Michelle Obama yesterday. It was like, stop it, Garth Brooks. Anyway, have a great day. And
that's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.